What is up, ladies and gentle gents? No, it's King. How y'all doing today? Finally was able to get into my account. Anywho, sorry for the delay there, the people. But let's get to it. So today, as promised, I was going to talk about Bayern Munich. Which, you know, did great at the UCL. I believe they beat, was it Red Star? I think they played against Red Star like 3-0. It was real good, real good. You can see how Perisic, I think I say it, makes a difference there. Real good. Real good. And sneaky Thiago Alcantara there with his. That was a pretty good goal with Mueller. That was a really good goal. Wasn't expecting it, honestly. It caught me by surprise. But other than that, I think now they're tied with Leipzig. I think they tied last time, so. Yeah, they did. And I think it was Lewandowski who scored. I think it was Lewandowski who scored from far. That was a good I only saw some of the game. They only saw like that first goal. And I think what I did see is that Leipzig had a penalty kick, but yeah, anyway, real something there. Oh yeah, penalty kick. It was a penalty kick, man. How did that come about? Let me check real quick. I only saw Lewandowski's goal. Oh, that's how was it. Never mind. Man. Man, oh man. I mean, I know in the European Champions, at the UEFA, or the UCL, whichever you want to call it, Coutinho tried to get some goals in there too. I did see that from afar, but nailed none. I mean, you know, you win some, you lose some, stuff happens, stuff don't happen here and there, so unfortunately that is the case. But yeah, hopefully he's still adjusting, because I mean he does add pretty well into the pitch, but still waiting for that goal. Still waiting to break hat tricks there, Coutinho. And it's a lot interesting though, because when people tell me, it's like, oh, how come Coutinho was really good in Liverpool? And because Firmino, well, I guess at the time where Benteke was in, and when Felipe Coutinho used to be a CAM, and from CAM he went to left mid, and then left mid would invert to center mid. Firmino would, because he's more of a center forward, so he would give him some space to shoot from afar. Lewandowski being always on the top, so it's more like an assist, you know, kind of player, you know, like an official CAM now. But I don't know, Coutinho. What would be the best? Well, I mean, or what would be the best way to play Coutinho if you think about it? I don't think we should care much about goals. It's just by adding into the team, and you know, because essentially that's what a lot of people, like, you know, even, I mean, Van Dijk would always say. Sometimes it's about goals, to see who scores more goals and things like that. But sometimes we take all these other positions for granted, you know, like center mid, left wing backs, or if we're full backs and you're defenders and everything. Sometimes we take that for granted. But one good example would be Arsenal, which right now I'm quite disappointed on myself. I actually thought Arsenal was going to do great this season. But they're a great example of an amazing attack, but just a very awful defense. Very awful defense. I mean, David Luiz, I actually thought that was going to be a pretty good, you know, I thought it was going to do real well, but too many errors in the back. Now I can see why Lampard, you know, took him out. But, back to the Bundesliga. I believe Leverkusen. And, because this is one thing, like, I don't like to say, oh, well, they were doing great because they played easy teams. You know, there's no such thing as an easy team. Just discipline and positioning. I mean, a long time ago, Leicester City, you know, they were barely, was it, I think they were delegated. No, they were, I think it was the first year in the EPL, and then they won, you know, so, because they were all defend, they were all attack, and they were able to actually do great. But, yeah, Leverkusen, Nilvier. I would just say that 4-0, I think they lost against Dortmund. Borussia Dortmund. I think they did do the 4-0, and Roy's there, which is amazing. The one man club right there, Mr. Weiss. He did well. He did very well. To me, if you ask me, like, what a. Oh, Rafael Guerreiro. Where did Guerreiro. I think Guerreiro used to play in France a long time ago. Just forgot who. And then Paco Alcácer. Oh, yeah, I remember seeing this one where he flicked it back to, I think it was Jadon Sancho. Passed it to Alcácer, and then from Alcácer, I think he flicked it. I don't know if it was to Royce or was it to Guerreiro. Oh, yeah. That was a really good game. Well, because of the pass. You could kind of see how Alcácer adds a little bit of that La Liga game style there, which is really good. I mean, a lot of people ask me, like, why is it that I said, and when I say a lot of people, I want to say, like, probably a lot of people in my life. But when they ask me, like, why do I say that, the English league right now is more superior than La Liga at the moment, knowing that La Liga has achieved, like, years of, like, from Champions League to I don't know, I mean, even the Europa League here and there, you know, they would, like, Sevilla, Valencia. But they would always say, oh, years of these teams being so great in the European, in, you know, European Cups. But now that you're saying that the English league is a lot more competitive. Well, it is more competitive. They have a different play, like players that add into it a lot more. La Liga, is it dying off? I want to say it is. It's becoming quite, I don't want to say monotonous, but it's becoming quite, thinking of the word here. I just don't want to get taken out of context, but I mean, the Serie A is becoming more more interesting at times, more than La Liga. And I don't want to say it's going to be jersey count, you know, it's just going to say, I'm just going to say that. It's, and when I say jersey count, I mean like, you know, like heavy rep players, but I just, don't see La Liga the same as it used to be, like not as exciting. Well, not as exciting as other times. Could it be the actual fact that there's not that many, like, well-known players? I don't know, because I would like to watch Barcelona, and now I don't watch them that much, honestly. I just haven't seen them like they used to be, with that nice fluidity in the tiki-taka. Now they're just a little different. They just play a lot different. Even Real Madrid, I mean, a lot of people say, well, Real Madrid kind of sucks this year, but I mean, they've been struggling. You can see how Ronaldo makes a big difference in influence in the team. But honestly, I think it's just, I think that's it, man. I think there's just not enough great players, not enough great players diverse in La Liga like there used to be. You know, like, you had Atletico Madrid, I mean, Griezmann, you know, he played great, but ever since he went to Barcelona, it's like, Then you have Joao Felix, which is really good. Which I think they tied up, right, in the UEFA, in the European Champions. I believe they freaking tied up again on Juventus on that 2-0, and then out of nowhere, boom, hits you with the Widowmaker. Talking about the UCL, man, Liverpool, 2-0 against Napoli, which, you know, oh, man. Yeah. Devastating for me. Liverpool losing, but I don't, even though, you know, like, I know they're going to win. I mean, that's another thing I'm going to get into later on here in a bit, when I'm going to talk about Liverpool and Chelsea game and their, hopefully their future. Like, a lot of people say that usually, or older player, or older retired players, are like, most of the times it's best to focus on the league, and the UEFA should be second priority. But everybody knows that these coaches, technical directives, are pressured to have team exposure, brand exposure, things like that, that give you, I'm gonna say, the edge in marketing. So they kind of want that, and then they compensate you from that to see what you're going to get in your next transfers windows, but usually it just comes from that. But yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people say, oh, that sucks. Well, you know, when you put a price tag of 200 million on a player, you know, that's what happens. Inflated market. But anyway, I think it was Hector Herrera. Yes, he did. It's so crazy. The subs are always saving Atletico Madrid, huh? Hector Herrera, the Mexican man. Yep. I think he's also from, and when I say also, I mean because, you know, lived in Tijuana for a bit, but I think he's also from Baja. But anyway, yeah, scoring that last goal, man. Fucking amazing. Juan Cuadrado, I did see that goal. That one was a freaking legit goal. And this is why I'm telling you, like, if Newcastle was to buy Juan Cuadrado, but, you know, if they just got Joelinton, but, you know, it's Newcastle, but, like I was saying, I don't know, like, I was thinking of, imagine Douglas Costa and Cuadrado playing together, but then, I don't think it would play out that well, because Douglas Costa, the way he plays, I don't think, I don't know if they even, I mean, one of them has to, they had to attack conservatively each other, like, they can't all go at once, one of them has to stay back, unless you can push both forward, and then you can get a striker that's a center forward, like, Paulo Dybala as a center forward, maybe, but I don't know. It's just, it is something else, man. When I say something else, I know I always say that, but it's just a different play, but I'm pretty sure Juventus has ways on another. I mean, every coach has a different way of, a different philosophy of attacking, defending, but anyway, the Bundesliga. Is the Bundesliga getting any better? To be honest, I never seen many German teams, and I think it's because it's culture, period, paying hundreds and millions for a player. They're most of those who are paying, I want to say the maximum of 80, 75 mil, but no more than that. Hey, maybe they'll get André Gomes over there, huh? But, I don't know, man. Germany is, it's a different kind of animal out there, you know. Their way of play, it's very physical. Very, very physical. I think I only played with some, you know, there's like six English dudes. And one of them was, and one German guy. And when we played, the German guy was very physical. I don't know if it's just him, but yeah, he would use that 6 foot body for freaking hitting people with a freaking haymaker left and right, man. And the British way of playing is a little different. It's interesting though. I like their attack is very fast paced. Even when you play as a pickup game, they still keep it, you know, the fast pacedness, the long ball, and being able to get into position, and then freaking far shots everywhere. Like, these guys are, these guys are something else, man. And when you do, like, when you play against, like, Brazilians, it's a little different. It's more like containing. Like you just allow them, like, you know, flicking the ball and doing all the things they're gonna do. But as long as you contain and you're able to precipitate the fake when they want you to go left, or when they try to fake you and read your hips, you gotta be able to kind of like stomp on it. But yeah, like a lot of the times it's just usually containing, containing, and let them stay outside and don't give them the benefit of the inside, which is, you know, easier said than done. But whenever you're able to actually, you know, measure them up, know when to step back a little, know when to step forward, be able to read your center backs and everything. But they play a little different. I want to say, like, Argentinians kind of have an in-between play of the Germans. Kind of, they get very physical. They get very, very physical. But yeah, in Spain, I like the Spain play more. Lateral. I mean, more lateral, more horizontal play. It's a little easier that way. I like it better. I think that's what made it amazing. It was like the horizontal. And it was more about the zigzag than the vertical run and the balls into the box. I think like the only person that was able to capitalize that very well was Mr. Golden Boot and Ballon d'Or, Mr. Ronaldo there, Cristiano Ronaldo. He was really good with us because his vertical was pretty high. But for the Bundesliga, I want to say that, I mean, you have Lewandowski, Coleman. I think Coleman made his goal in the UCL with that when Perisic assisted him with a cross ball into the box and he headed it in. So Coleman, the Frenchman, good job with that. But anyway, yeah, Germany is a lot different kind of game. Very different. I think it's more. I know a lot of people give Germans a lot of shit for being too dull and being just too serious in life, but I don't think they're serious in life. They're a lot more less serious, actually. I think because if you're too serious, I mean, you would be pretty dramatic, I want to say. And I mean, I don't want to say that everybody in Germany is not as dramatic, but they're a little bit more aware of their actions. So they'll just be a little more calm. I think they're more calm. I mean, stoic, kind of, you know, little. I mean, they're kind of funny, though. I'm not gonna lie, like, they're serious funny. You know, in Mexican culture, we have play in words and double entendres and things like that. And they're very great with that because, remember, there was this guy buying a safe, and I was like, he was telling me, "Oh man, look at that. It comes with a key. Maybe I'll keep my key in there just in case, just so I can keep it safe." I'm like, I got it. I mean, made me chuckle, but I got it. That was really good. Because he said it with a very serious face. But anyway. So, Germany, I think they're. I mean, it's different culture. And I think that's what makes each league so unique. Because of culture, you know, they don't like to purchase players, you know, like over. I mean, maybe München, maybe Bayern München because they're a freaking multi-million-dollar team. But I mean, they had Coutinho, which they're gonna buy him, but I think they're gonna buy him and pay, you know, in pay and in payments and give down. Like I think they're giving down payments and all that stuff, but. They're a team that they're just not gonna pay a full price, man. And I think The one player that I see coming out of there, coming out of Munich, is going to be, well, Jaime Martinez is already kind of set there, but I want to say maybe, I mean, unless he goes to, like, back to Spain or Russia, but I want to say it's going to have to be can't believe I just oh, Tolisso, there you go. I think Tolisso will be the one to leave. Yep. Tolisso. I think Tolisso used to play in Olympique de Lyon or Lyonnais. Lyons. But yeah, I think he would be the one. Probably like if Real Madrid or Barcelona was looking for a center mid or center defensive mid that was able to choke the pass and attack here and there, it would be Tolisso. I'm pretty sure Tolisso would leave. I mean, you have Leon Goretzka already. Who is it? Leon Goretzka, Tolisso, and Alcantara, Thiago Alcantara. I think that Thiago Alcantara is Brazilian, but I think he's nationalized Spanish. But anyway, I see him leaving. I see Tolisso leaving. Maybe to Spain. He would be good too in England, but I don't think he would be like making that huge difference, you know. He'd be more of that player to cut down the run, cut down supply, and it gets quite monotonous. Like, you can see that he's one of those players that wants to be up there. He wants to add into the attack. He's a solid, like, up and down, box to box kind of. He looks like that kind of box to box kind of player. Conservatively, though, you can tell, you know, he wants to conserve his energy here and there. So, but I see him usually, like, in Spain, like leaving to Spain, unless, you know, Juventus makes an offer. But I mean, Serie A is already stacking up, you know. And Napoli, doing real great. Chucky Lozano, real great person. But, real great player, actually. But, you know, I thought he would be going to Liverpool or going to Atletico Madrid, but I guess not. Anyway, I'll stop right here. But all best wishes to Coutinho, again. And Perisic? Well, great for him too. And good luck to Bayern next. Actually, I think they play tomorrow, so we'll see how that goes. But anyway, we'll go on, I guess, commercial break. And then we'll hit up a little bit of Liverpool and Chelsea. So stay tuned. And we're back. All right. Now let's talk about some other Reds here. Liverpool versus Chelsea. Now this is going to be a freaking amazing game. Why is so an amazing game? Well, first of all, played champions. Second of all, players, will it be too tired perhaps? I don't think so. Season why they're professionals. It's going to be an amazing game, though. Chelsea. I think they play this Sundays for sure in the morning. Could be wrong, but yeah, I want to see that. I'm pretty sure it's gonna be that 2-4. Two to four. If they don't play Pulisic, or Pulisic. Damn it, I still can't say his name. I look at it around. Some people call him Pulisic. Some people call him Pulisic. I wonder if it's like the Americanized Croatian last name. But England. I don't know. A lot of people say that Liverpool. It's like I think like a lot of people are saying Liverpool's gonna win. Liverpool's gonna win. But you know, any given Sunday, you can kind of see how most of. I mean, Bournemouth, freaking Bournemouth. Won last time. I think they. What was it like four? I think they what like 4-0. I think it was 4-0. Was it 4-0? I want to say it was 4-0. Three to one. Sorry. 3-1 against Southampton. Yeah, that will happen. And freaking Bournemouth. Thing will. Oh, Burnley beat Norwich. Well, Man City against Watford 8-0. Okay. Somebody forgot their soul in the bed, huh? Oh my Jesus Christ. Well, I can see now Everton's getting nowhere. Sheffield United beat them 2-0. So at this point, we can already see Everton probably top 10, but that's it. They're done. They're done. Man, I thought they were going to do great this season, especially because of Bernard, the Brazilian, but. Like I said, once you see that, it's expected, but not well desired. Oh, desired, but sometimes not expected. I don't know. It's a good season. It's a good season. But I guess not for Watford now. West Ham and Man United, that was going to be a good game. Man. 8-0, shit, man. I can see that stung quite a bit there for all those. Oh, who did I say was that porn star, or ex-porn star? What was her name? Oh, that Khalifa chick. I think she was a Watford or Twatford fan, so you should reconsider there. Well, now that you're, you know, ride or die, you know, the ride or die kind of fan there, kind of chick. I'm pretty sure she's more, I don't know, I think she's the next porn star, so she decided not no longer to ride, so, that's right, that's an awful joke, but anyway, back to Liverpool. Yeah, man, Liverpool, freaking A. Robertson, will he play the Flying Dutchman? Of course they're going to play the Flying Dutchman. I mean, the Flying Dutchman, the Flying Scotsman. What the hell am I talking about? The Flying, freaking watching the Pirates of the Caribbean too long. No, the Flying Scotsman. Yeah, he'll do great. I mean, hopefully. I want to say it's going to be that 2-4, though. If they play Willian. If they play the same way they played the other time without Pulisic. I'm going to call him Pulisic. Because that's what it says here. Pulisic. Doesn't say Pulisic. I'll play Pulisic. Pulisic. Anyway. Man, Hopefully they don't score, but looks like if they don't play him, we'll be seeing that 2-4. If they play him, probably we're gonna see that 1-4, 1-3 type of game. And the reason why I say that is because the way it's laid out, I was explaining it last time that I'm pretty sure they're going to put Azpilicueta to overlap, but then Robertson, Alexander-Arnold will be able to get on that counterattack, and I'm pretty sure they're going to have Azpilicueta staying behind instead and trying to stay in between, and yeah, they're going to probably counterattack on those gaps if Azpilicueta ever tries to overlap or goes far too forward. Since they're playing three in the back and playing their fullbacks in the mid there. And I'm pretty sure that's what they're going to do. They're going to probably put them in the middle and they're going to freaking try to do some overruns and then overlap. And then after that overlap, counterattack. Especially if you have like Alexander Chamberlain, Oxlade, they're being able to get into position to counterattack with Mané sneaking in from the back, and if they play Roberto Firmino or Origi, which Origi has a lot of, so he's a powerhouse. Yeah, he's a freaking nice powerhouse. So, pretty sure he's gonna be able to run to the left. He's gonna be with that striker that kind of pushes a little bit to the left. Let Sané sneak in. Sané, what the hell am I talking about? Mané sneak in from the back, kind of cut inside from the, you know, invert a little bit, and be able to push forward. Salah going forward. Yeah, dude, hell yeah. Chelsea, I'm sorry, but I can see that happening. They've been playing, what's that guy's face? I forget his name all the time. It has a Z in his name. Oh, here, let's pull this one out. Well, I know Abraham. Abraham for sure. Yeah, as long as you get Van Dijk on him and Joel Matip, you know, cut him down or cut down the pass, you'll be fine. Man, I was so wrong. A Z? Really? Did I just say that? I was talking about Tomori. And we'll hear like a Z. Jesus, man. So, Fikayo Tomori. As long as you're able to sneak in behind, especially because you're gonna have the god of Giza in that area, you know, the Egyptian god there, freaking Mohamed Salah. You're gonna have Mo on him, and the only way you can stop Mo is that you literally, you know, get him in the armbar like Sergio Ramos got him there. And oh man, this is going to be a good-ass game. And Mount, as long as you push Mount out, we'll be fine. Abraham, I just got to say that you're going to have to have, I want to say maybe, mm, Yeah, just containing him outside. Just don't let him cut inside. Push him outside. Allow Alonso and Kovacic to push in inside. And then, because, yeah, I mean, they'll just drown him from the outside and make sure they just take far shots and just see if it doesn't take a bubble. But, yeah, just push him out, leave the attack in the center, and press forward. Just don't let any gaps in. Just contain. Don't stab him. Just push him outside. Push him outside. Push him outside. Leave him outside. Be able to calculate the distance of the ball to the distance of the body of the player by the leg. I mean, I played, fullback, and the only way I was able to take them out was just contain, find the distance of the ball and the body, be able to keep your arm down though, push him off with the shoulder, touch the ball first though, push him off with the shoulder. Hey, it's a bump. A bump is a bump. He's coming in full fours. Most of the referees will see that. They know it's when it comes in full fours. If it comes in full fours, it is, fucking, it's physics, man. Physics. An object in motion stays in motion, and when you give a little bit of a push, you give a different direction, plus the inertia. And anyway, long story short, this ain't freaking science class. But yeah, I mean, all I can say is, just push him out, contain him, push him out, contain him. For Kovacic and Jorginho or Ross. Oh, that's his name. Zoma. I knew there was somebody in there. Kurt Zoma. I'm mistaking Kurt Zoma and Tomori. My bad. But long story short, I mean, I guess we can make fun of Mr. Ross Barkley there from. I think he missed the last PK, but for the far shots, yeah, we're gonna have to keep an eye on him. But anyway, Kovacic, eh. Eh. The Italian Jorginho, eh. Willian, yeah, that guy, you had to be careful. On that guy, yeah, I mean, he deserves a 10. I mean, he does well internationally, and he does well club-wise. Willian, dude, can't hate on the man. I don't know, man. Freaking Willian, I would say he's one of the best that Chelsea has had, honestly. I know it sounds like a freaking, I mean, you gotta respect the freaking, you gotta respect talent, and that guy's talent. He's fucking just, he's just freaking great, dude. Like, he can play like a freaking boss. And I don't know, man. I just think that if Willian plays, that's when it's gonna be that 2-4. If Willian don't play, then we'll be fine. But if Willian plays, we're gonna be in a tight position. But of being able to just push him out and just be able to contain the gaps, cut the supply, and we'll be fine. I mean, easier said than done, but that's the only headache that we're gonna have, Willian. As long as you push Mr. Mount outside, contain him outwards, and I think Mason is just really good just when he cuts inside, but just keeping him outside will be fine. Kovacic, Jorginho probably is gonna have to do far shots, bro. But and Ibrahim, just cut him off, cut him off, cut him off. Get the Dutch powerhouse on him, and then leave Joel Matip to cut down pass and get that ball out of the area ASAP, man. You'll be fine. Don't fuck up like last time that I think he tried to get rid of the ball and he just fucking missed. Don't play the ball in the back. I would always get my ass screamed at whenever I would play the ball in the back. Even though you're good on your feet, the coach will say, we cannot take a risk to playing the ball in the back. And yeah, just don't play the ball in the back. Get rid of it. Even find the counterattack instantly. I mean, it's kind of hard when you're a center back, but I know I've seen some center backs are really good with long balls. No pun intended. But they're good with passing. They're good with passing long balls, or if they're not, you're not good at that, make sure the center mid is wide open real quick, being able to get it out, flick it over, I don't know, do some black magic, do something. But don't play in the back. That's all we know. But anyway, I'm excited for this game. I'm stoked. 9 a.m. I'll be probably working because, you know, just another regular human. But anyway, a lot of my friends asked me, hey, man, do you think Liverpool should be pressured to win the league? Of course, a lot of media puts the pressure on them. But guess what? Should they feel pressure? Hell no. Because the European Champions League is just, it's just a plus, you know, to the achievements. England is like the main priority. Winning everything in England is first priority. The UCL should be something that's, you know, like, oh man, hell yeah, you know. It's more like a hell yeah. It shouldn't be priority because I think you kind of leave aside what England, like the freaking, I mean, I'm not endorsing hooligans, but there's a reason why there's hooligans because, you know, you had to take the whole freaking cups from the league, from the English league. So, that would be priority. That would be priority. What would be essence? Or, yeah, most likely, like, your first priority would be just that. Just taking everything that's, you know, England. And the UCL should be, most of the time, should be just an add in into your achievements. But I think we should focus on England more. I mean, we lost it for one, by 1 point. And I know you're going to get tired, you get some monotonous later on. Players are going to be like, I want to leave. But I don't know, man. I wouldn't leave. But if, I don't know if it, they asked me once, I think I already answered this before, but they asked me once, if you have to get rid of one player from the starting 11, who would it be? Would you sell Salah? Would you sell Mane? Firmino? Jordan? Is Robertson, you know, I said Joel Matip. From the starting 11, it would be Matip. I would sell him. I mean, he did save us before, but, you know. If I had to throw somebody under the bus, it would be Joel Matip. Anybody can stay, but Joel Matip. I could sell him. And instead of getting somebody like, I guess it would be too late now, but I would probably get, I mean, it would be too late now, but I would probably had a delight added to it, to the center backs, but yeah, he's already been purchased, so it would be too expensive, but I would sell Jan Matip 100%. The player that I would get to replace him would have to be French, unfortunately, for most people. He would have to be French. Either that, or would have to be experienced, and he would have to come from Spain. You guys know what I mean. But, Dude, imagine Sergio Ramos playing in the English Premier League. It would be weird and rare to see him there, but you know, I'm pretty sure he would. He would. Anyway, Liverpool has the advantage by 2 goals only, I would say. But the reason why I call it that way is because lately you've been seeing a big shift in some plays. You know, this is how you know it's a good game. Whenever A beats C and C beats B, but B beats A, that's how you know you have a good fucking squad. Like a good league. That's any given Sunday, anybody can beat anybody. So hopefully Liverpool wins it by two, or wins, period. Well, we gotta keep their number one. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoy your weekend. Drink responsibly and drink lots of water, to be honest. But, alright, guys, this is it. We out.